Okay. Guess I learned a while back that God set this up before the foundations of the world, so I'm lucky. Anyway, Hebrews 10:36 says, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." This word of patience, it's actually hupomone. It's made from two different Greek words. One is the hupo, bearing up, and the other is meno, but it needs, it's to remain, to abide. So it says we have a need of being held up in place so that after we have, with the deliberate purpose and consideration, applied in our lives that which God has revealed to us in His Word, that we might grab hold of that which God has promised us. You know, we've already received the promise, Jesus Christ, but here God's asking us to grab hold of all that that promise represents, the fullness of the Christ in us, the hope of glory. The things that we look at, what we're looking at, we reflect in our lives. As we see with our eyes and we hear with our ears, we give credibility in our lives to the things that our senses are telling us. We actually give substance through thought and judgment and confession. You know, when the things in our lives were backed up by our sense knowledge, we're actually cementing them into reality. Because we're limited by the reality of our senses, this is actually where God starts in us. There's two realities that we live in. Is that which we are first born in with our senses to learn and to navigate by, and that which we are born again to. We are born again of God to live through the faith of Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to 2 Peter here, chapter 1. We're going to read a few verses here, verses 2 through 8. This is grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. For Jesus our Lord, according to His divine power, hath given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge temperance, and in temperance patience, and in patience godliness, and in godliness brotherly kindness, and in brotherly kindness charity. For if these things abide in you and abound, they make that you should be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, by going to the Word of God, the Word that God gave us, we receive grace and peace multiplied us through the knowledge of God. One of the words for knowledge in this section right here, you'll find it in verses 2, 3, and 8, is the word epignosis. This word is actually applied knowledge. By going to the word that God gave us, we receive grace and peace multiplied us through the applied knowledge of God's word. It's through this applied knowledge, God's word, that receive things that pertain unto life and godliness. Right? It's through the same applied knowledge that we receive God's great and precious promises. This section actually culminates in verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through this applied knowledge that is the foundation of all things from God received. Now, I really don't have time to go into this section. It's worth a lot more of your applied time. In Hebrews 10:36 again, there's a little section there that says, after you've done the will of God. These words, after you've done, it's actually a single Greek word, polio. That means to do or to make. Right? It says, we have to do the will of God. We got to make the will of God happen. This is our choice. We got to construct our thoughts to that which God has given us in His Word. This actually requires deliberate confession, or to put it another way, applied knowledge. We feed our mind by our choice. We do this through the words in God's Word. Now this Word is everything to us, right? It's through this Word that we receive our healing. It's just we read it through this Word, we receive grace and peace. It's through this Word that we receive all things that pertain unto life and godliness. What's left? That's everything we need.
This actually, right, okay.
Here, we're going to find everything that we need right here in this Bible. I just got the privilege of sitting through and listening to somebody teach the Word. You heard her name earlier, Emily Dodson. She used the same pattern set forth here in 2 Peter in her prayer service. First, it was knowledge, all right? She fed, got us to feed to our mind. And then the application, she told us to step forth and be healed, to receive. I'm going to ask your help right now in a practical example of after you've done the will of God. Is that partial phrase I found? I looked in the Word. I found places where edification was mentioned, exhortation or instruction. I put them in the first person with the emphasis on right now, and I'm going to say a couple of phrases. I'm going to ask you to repeat them, okay? It says, now I am a child of God.
Now I am a child of God.
It says, I am made the righteousness of God.
I am made the righteousness of God.
I am sanctified by God.
I am sanctified by God.
I have been redeemed by Jesus Christ.
I have been redeemed by Jesus Christ.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I have been forgiven.
I have been forgiven.
I have an inheritance in Christ.
I have an inheritance in Christ.
I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
I have been sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
I am God's workmanship.
I am God's workmanship.
I am strengthened with might in my inner man.
I am strengthened with might in my inner man.
I can stand against all the wiles of the devil.
I can stand against all the wiles of the devil.
My love will abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
My love will abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
I am putting on the mind of my Lord Jesus Christ.
I am putting on the mind of my Lord Jesus Christ.
It is God that worketh in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
It is God that worketh in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
I am completely, completely complete in Christ.
I am completely, completely complete in Christ.
I have been called unto holiness.
I have been called unto holiness.
I am worthy of whatever God gives me.
I am worthy of whatever God gives me.
My ears are open to hear your voice today, God.
My ears are open to hear your voice today, God.
My heart is ready to receive your voice today, God.
My heart is ready to receive your voice today, God.
My feet are ready to do your bidding today, God.
My feet are ready to do your bidding today, God.
It says, now I am a son of God.
Now I am a son of God.
It says, God, my Father, is greater than my doubts and fears.
God, my Father, is greater than my doubts and fears.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
We need to apply this knowledge that we've been given from God our Father. We need to apply this in our lives. It's by doing this, we put on all the armor of God. And we will find that we're going to be neither barren nor unfruitful in knowledge for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is applied knowledge that we're going to find that we have. We don't just go through the Word as you read it. You find things that you can say for yourself. You confess for yourself. You shore up your mind. And you'll be up here next week. And I actually thought I had a lot less time, but so I'm out of things that I had to say to you. But thank you very much for your time.
I know I'm
going to
be. probably just throw your schedules away right about now.